Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking tonight about winter warning issues and how to protect your home and your finances against them. Joining me to answer issues about that are Betty Ann Kane, Chair of the D.C. Public Service Commission, and Karen Sistrunk, Deputy People's Counsel with the D.C. Office of the People's Counsel. The lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to drill down a little bit more into some of the energy conservation issues. Betty, talk to me a little bit about what is available and what the Public Service Commission is suggesting. And certainly, Karen, you can jump in whenever you'd like. Go right ahead, though.
Sure. Let me talk about very simple things people can do, like if you have pipes that run through uninsulated spaces, getting those foam covers for them, putting plastic, as I said, over the windows, covering some of the vents where, the air leaks, and also insulation in the attic, insulation around doors, weather stripping, simple things that are not terribly expensive. Also, I said about safety, because your furnace may have not been on for a while, maybe since last March or April. We really suggest, it came out today, to have the furnace serviced and checked, and then look around and make sure that during the summer you haven't moved stuff that's flammable, kind of when you put that furnace on the first time. And maybe in the next 10, 15 days, it's going to get a little colder and you might want to start it up. Be sure that there's nothing that's going to be flammable that's around it. Change your batteries and your smoke detectors. Be sure you've got carbon monoxide detectors that are actually working when that furnace sets up. And then use energy efficient light bulbs. And one of the things we highly recommend is a programmable thermostat, particularly if you're going to be going out to work during the day. You can program that thermostat so it'll cool down the house, not keep it so hot when you're not there. Maybe set it so that an hour before you get home, it'll go back up. The sustainable energy utility, which is financed with people's
What is that? The sustainable
energy utility is something that was created by the council. It's a nonprofit organization. It contracts with the D.C.'s Department of Energy and Environment. It has a $20 million yearly budget, and that $20 million comes from a surcharge that's on your electric bill and on your gas bill. So it's kind of like your utility, your sustainable energy utility that's there to serve you, and they're collecting that money. They just announced today a program where they're going to do rebates on programmable thermostats. Up to $100 or $150. It'll probably cover a good deal of the cost of that. And some of these thermostats you can even set so that you can communicate with it over the internet for summer and for winter, and set it so you can, turn it down when you're not there, set it so it's going to go back up and keep it a little warm by the time you get home, but you're not burning all that energy and using all that gas or all that electricity and increasing your bill. I guess the other thing that we recommend is budget billing. Both Washington Gas and Pepco offer a chance to do like a flat monthly rate. You take your yearly average, you divide it up in 12, so you don't get hit when that bill comes at the end of January.
But why is it? Go ahead, Karen. I was about to say, please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I would also add Energy Star rated ceiling fans are another option to help your energy bill this winter. If you get the Energy Star fans, the ones that, where you can switch it to turn clockwise during the heating months, that will actually help spread the warm air and you don't have to use as much heat.
And I was about to ask, as it relates to those budget billing programs. I'm on it for BGE, and I think it's really great. And yet, so many people are not taking advantage of it. My bill is the same 11 months out of the year, and then 1 month out of the year there is an adjustment, sometimes up, usually down, and sometimes to zero, where I don't pay anything for 1 month out of the year because of the way it averages out. Does it work the same way for Pepco and And Washington Gas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. And I believe that, you know, more residents should be using it, but I think a lot of it has to do with just lack of knowledge of the program. When we go out and when we receive calls in our office with respect to complaints, you know, we always advise residents that the budget payment plan is available. But I think that, you know, we just need to do a better job of helping consumers understand that those options are out there.
What is the biggest complaint that you get in the Office of People's Counsel as it relates to utilities, particularly as it relates to the cold winter months?
Yeah, I would say that during the winter, you know, we get a lot of high bill complaints, and they usually come in around January and February. And we work really hard to help people find assistance, either energy assistance through other financial assistance through other organizations. And then we, again, try to help them understand the measures they can take to actually lower their bill. And we also direct them to the utility to work out a budget payment plan.
Karen, and, go ahead.
But the high bills, I would say, during the winter months are the major complaints we have.
Talk to me, Karen, if you can, a little bit about what seems to be a growing, some would argue surging part of the utility industry. I've noticed driving here into the district, I've seen a lot of houses with solar panels.
Well, that is, of course, in the District of Columbia, and I would say, you know, throughout the country, you know, I believe solar panel use is growing, and it's definitely growing here in the district. You know, we support the use of solar energy. It's a lot more sustainable, and that's the direction that we're going and should be going. I'd say that the important issue in our office is making sure that solar energy is available to everyone in the district, not just a few, that no matter what your income level, that you have the option to use solar energy.
I guess my question is, how does it work? Because I've heard these stories anecdotally about you put the panels on the house, and with all of the sun that we get during the summer or spring and even during the fall, that you have virtually no electric bill, or you're selling electricity back to Pepco or, you know, or whatever. How does that work?
Net metering. Yes. Well, I mean, actually, and I'm not the expert on this, but with solar energy, during the summer, you do actually get a lot of sun, and there are some solar panel users that are actually selling energy back to the utility, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's the advantage of solar energy. Yeah. But we just want to make sure that with respect to the use of the distribution system, because even if you are using solar energy, you're still using the local utility distribution system.
What does that mean? When you say local energy distribution
system. Well, because your energy still has to flow through Pepco's distribution system, their system of delivering energy into your house.
Okay.
So if you are delivering energy back to Pepco because of your solar energy use, that you're still using the Pepco system.
I see. Betty,
That's an issue in terms of making sure that everyone, whether you have solar energy or using the standard offer service generation energy from Pepco, that everyone pays for the distribution system because everyone is using it.
Okay. Betty, you wanted to comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to add two things on solar. It works in the winter too, because you don't. It doesn't have to be hot. You just need the sunshine. But it doesn't work at night. It doesn't work when it rains.
No moon energy here. Not even during the full moon.
And it doesn't work if a cloud goes over. So Karen, it's absolutely right. You're still connected to Pepco, the distribution system. No matter who you're buying your electricity from or selling it to, you, there's only one company that can deliver it or can take it from you. So there is, you know, an important part of maintaining that system. The other is in terms of average family, given the row houses and everything in D.C., you're probably going to do about 30-40%. It's very hard to, unless you are not home very much and don't use a lot, for a solar system to cover, you know, even 100% of your daytime use. But the other is in terms of low income. There is money that the Department of Energy has, D.C. Department of Energy, and they just did 130 homes in Ward 7 and 8 installing solar panels for those customers. Yes, and working with them using. Now, this is money from other customers. Well, it's money from all customers because it comes from a fee that the retail suppliers pay.
So
but there's a lot of money now available to the Department of Energy, and they are working both People's Council and I serve on the advisory board to the Sustainable Energy Utility, which is part contract with the Department of Energy, which are trying to make sure that that everyone has an equal chance to participate in that. It does work in the winter, but it's not going to take care of all your needs. Mm-hmm. And the real issue is we know it's going to be cold this winter. We did have a presentation from our staff last winter, believe it or not, was warmer than usual. It was warmer than normal. The predictions are that this winter is going to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that people...
Cold. Snow.
Yeah. Average, you know, as not so far. Which means probably you're going to use about 20% more gas or electricity than you did last year, which was a little bit warmer, to heat your home. So you can think about that in getting prepared. And yet there are things you can do. Put LED bulbs in, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not these spiral things anymore, which were CFLs, but the LEDs that look like real light bulbs like you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now, because again, the SEU has worked right down the cost. You can get them for like $1.98 at most hardware stores and the big box stores in the district. They used to cost like $12. You put those in, they use 85% less electricity than the old kind of light bulbs. And so you save a lot of money doing that.
I hear all of this. And, you know, particularly when you talk, and this is for both of you, but when you talk about, you know, participating in these programs, and there's so much information. I've got a college education, and I must admit, this is confusing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so for someone, you know, who may be struggling with this onslaught of information, is there someone that can help you navigate through this jungle of information? I mean, you know, I consider myself a pretty smart guy, and I'm like, woo! I mean, there's a lot here.
There's a lot. There's
well, let
a lot,
me say,
lot
you, let me say
changing.
There is a lot of information, and I would urge, you know, residents in the District of Columbia to call our office, to call the Office of the People's Council, or call the commission. We would be happy to come out to your community meetings, or if you want to come in as an individual to our office and kind of walk through all of the information that, you know, is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And help, you know, help consumers, you know, make informed choices.
Okay.
You know, there's the whole issue that we didn't even get into with third-party or competitive energy providers. And how you determine whether that is something that's good for your household, and if so, which competitive service provider would be the right one for you. And we can help you learn the terms and what to look for in terms of making the best decision. But and with respect to energy, preparing for the winter, and all of the energy efficiency tips that have been talked about tonight.
Well, hold, Karen. I've got to stop you. I've got to take a break, and I'll let you finish on the other side because we still have some more information that we need to get to make sure that everyone has this information. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're continuing our conversation about winter warning issues as it relates to making sure that your utility bills are not too high, that you protect your home, your finances when the weather turns cold. I want to go back to both Betty Ann Kane and Karen Sistrunk. I really need to get to the meat of this issue about getting some help for those people who may be on fixed incomes or those that are just don't have the money to pay for some of the things that would keep their bills down. Can you share a little bit with that first, Betty, and then, of course, Karen, you can chime in as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Be happy to. And, it's one of the reasons we had the Winter Ready to bring people together to be sure we got all that information out. For both gas bills and electricity bills for the distribution services. The commission has put in place and has had it put in place for quite a long time discount programs for income eligible families and households. And on the electricity side, essentially your distribution portion of your bill, which is about 25% of the bill, is free for anyone who is signed up and is income eligible. The typical electric bill, this is average year round, winter's higher, summer's actually higher, a little bit higher, but it's about $80-$90 now. And about 20 to 25% of that is what we call distribution. That's the cost for the meter reader, the pipes, you know, that bring the electricity to your house, the repairs, the service in the storms, et cetera. That's distribution service. I call it delivery service. I think of it as like Pepco's kind of like the FedEx. You know, you can buy your shoes from any place you want online, but only FedEx can deliver it. Well, only Pepco can deliver the electricity. So the discount program is called Residential Aid Discount, or RAD, and you can apply for that, fill out the application with Department of Energy, and it's about 25%. It saves about 25% of your bill on average year-round. The similar program for gas, again, on your distribution service, it amounts to about 25% of the bill. For gas, it applies only during the heating season from November 1st to the end of March. Majority of Washington residents do heat with gas, particularly if they're in single family or older homes. And so those are available. Those are income based. There's also LIHEAP, which is Low Income Heating Energy Assistance Program, which is federal money that the city gets, and that helps people both with emergencies if they're facing a cutoff or if they just need some additional help. And that's just, again, for heating and I guess for air conditioning, too. And then there's weatherization, and you mentioned insulation, et cetera. There's an audit, what's called home energy audit, which is free, which is also offered using money that comes from the customers that the Sustainable Energy Utility has, and you can get that audit. And then if you do some of the things that the audit suggests, like insulation, like wrapping your pipes, there are rebates available. And that is not income-based. Anyone can take advantage of that. And then there are rebates for installing, say, a new furnace, and hot energy efficient furnace, which could go up to a $750 rebate. So there are quite a few assistance programs, both information and financial assistance, some of which are only for low-income households and some of which are available to everybody.
Karen, you want to go ahead?
I would just add that, yes, if anyone is having a financial problem with respect to paying their utility bill, I urge them to call the Office of the People's Council. We don't provide dollars. However, we do everything we can to find financial energy assistance for the consumer. We start with the Department of Energy and the Environment, but then we work through other agencies and organizations within the District of Columbia, till we find something for you to help. In addition, we work with the company to work with the consumer in terms of, you know, some type of payment plan, but we do everything we can to make sure that you are helped in some way so that you can afford to stay in your home and that you're not disconnected. And that's another important point. If you are having a problem, any consumer should call immediately. Don't wait till the problem is just too much to handle.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to call before you're disconnected. We can help you a lot better. We can put, we can suspend any pending disconnection if you call us before you're actually disconnected.
Karen, here's a question. How do you know when your utility bills are incorrect? Because there are so many figures and so many lines, and most people, they get the bill, they pay it, because when they start reading it, they get a headache, and then they just put it down and they pay it. How do you know?
Well, that's interesting that you should ask that question, because we actually have a workshop that called actually Utility 101: How to Read Your Bill, and you know, we take that throughout the city. And, you know, just to teach people how to read their bill. And again, it is very complicated, and that's why we ask if you even, if the person even thinks their bill is incorrect and they don't understand it, they should call our office or they should call the Public Service Commission.
What should they look for? Is there anything that you could at least share? Oh, okay, Betty, you were going to say.
Well, there's a, you know, with the bill, you know, you can, you should definitely go, with respect to Pepco, go to My Account, because you can actually look at your bill and you can compare it to the energy that you use from month to month and from the previous year. But there are, you should, one thing you should look at is to look to see whether your bill, whether your meter was actually red, or whether it was an estimated bill.
Mm-hmm.
Because many times people end up with high bills or bills that they believe are inaccurate, and when you look at the bill, you see that their bill had been estimated versus there being an actual reading. But, you know, the bill is complicated, and I guess you would, you know, you would look at the different components.
Yeah.
Of the bill, because you've got the distribution portion, you've got the transmission, and then you have the generation. But
Go ahead, Betty.
Yeah, I was going to say, we a couple of years ago ordered both utilities to revise how they do their bills. So hopefully they're a little clearer. Divided, as Karen said, into three parts. And that's the way the bill's set up now. There's what's called generation or supply. That's the electricity itself. I call that the product, you know, the shoes or whatever you ordered.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something called distribution. That's the delivery part. And then there's all kinds of taxes and fees, and both the city council and city government, and there are some fees and surcharges that are on there. So those three parts. What I would suggest you look at is what is the energy part, which is called kilowatt hours. It's KWH, and that's, you know, it's like how many gallons of water, how many, or on your gas bill, how many therms. That's the actual amount of energy, and everything else kind of gets off that, I mean, is based on that. So you can look to see, and we ought to also, then they have 13 months of past usage on your bill. So if this is your, you know, you get your bill for December of 2016, you can see how many kilowatt hours, how many therms did I use? I know they're you know, you probably haven't thought about that since you've been in high school physics.
Exactly,
but
right.
That's what it is. It's like how many gallons or how many, you know, cups of coffee did I do? That's the volume that you use. And then look back. What did you use last December?
Well,
look online and say, okay, on Monday I used this much, Tuesday I used that much, and you can see.
Well, that's my point. Because I don't have a lot of time left.
Sure.
But you know, let's assume that you're not on the budget billing plan,
right?
And you decide, you hear this program with Betty and Karen, and you say, okay, it's October, and I'm gonna change my lights, and I'm gonna make all of these changes, and then I'm gonna you know tell my kids, you know, you don't pay the bills in this house. You make sure that you turn the lights out. Blah blah blah.
Right.
You know, I would expect, if I do it all correctly, I would expect that by, let's say, electricity, let's just talk about electricity, that my bill would go down.
Yep.
That's the theory, isn't it?
The amount that you're using should go down.
Down.
And since
yeah.
you pay, and particularly if you're on like a flat rate where you're paying the same amount no matter what time of day or what time of year it is, which is called flat rate, you should see it go down. And if it doesn't, then sometimes people think the meter's not working. So we will send one of our people out with Pepco or with Washington Gas, and they'll actually test the meter, and you can be there too. We find 99% of the time there isn't a problem. Most of the meters are new, but it helps you educate. We've had people say, oh yeah, you know, when they looked at it online, you're right. I'm home every day Saturday, and that's why it goes up, and that makes sense.
Well, there's been so much information here. And for our listeners, as always promised, we're going to make sure that we post the websites for the Public Services Commission as well as the Office of the People's Council. There's a lot of information on both websites. And certainly I would encourage you, whether you're a new homeowner, you just got your first apartment, or whether or not you've been living in the district for many, many years, to try and take advantage, because as Karen and Betty have said, the money is there. The information is there. You've got to reach out and get it. Get involved with those programs. Save some money. Stay warm and save some quarters, as my mother would say during the course of this winter season. Karen Sistrunk and Betty Ann Kane, thank you both for participating in this conversation. Hopefully we'll be able to save some folks some money this
thank
winter.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
Again, please call our office for energy efficiency workshops.
I most certainly will put that information on as well. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141 for this Thursday, October 6th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at hfisher@whur.com, on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR, or Twitter at hfisherwhur. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.